Okay, everybody, so let's start Beis Hashem, the sugya of creams on Shabbos. Let's start with a little bit of a hakdama before we start the actual halachas of which creams yes, which creams not. Let's start with a hakdama into the heilige halacha of mamachik, mamreach. As we know, all of the halachas that are also on Shabbos Kodesh were listed in the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel. When the Mishnah goes through the list, as we discussed previously in different shiurim, of the Lama test, prohibited malachas on Shabbos Kodesh. One of those malachas, as we know, is a malacha called Mamachik. What was the malacha of Mamachik? So Tosfos explains, Tosfos is Mazbe to ask the Pshat, that in the days was as follows. In order to take the hides, the skins of the animals, and eventually they had to get to the stage of being used as a very nice, soft covering for the actual Mishkan itself. So you can imagine, when they took it off to the animal, it didn't look so nice and it wasn't so well prepared. Not only that, if you take an animal's skin and you just leave it that way, it's going to go moldy, it's going to go hard, it's not going to be geschmack. That being the case, what do they have to do to it? So Tosfos tells us, like Ansa Mahalach, as we know, anybody that knows the Mahalach, they made the hide, they had to go through a massive process of becoming soft, preserving it, dipping it into different solutions, smoothing it out, b'chole, b'chole. Tosfos tells us as follows. There were certain little hairs on these skins from the animal heads, and Tosfos says they used to take these hides and they used to scrape these hides on a hard surface, and that was the malacha of mamachik. The malacha of mamachik was to take an item and to smooth out that item by taking off the little hairs that were left over. Now you may ask, so it's a shaila. Is it a shaila b'machik? The choy, it's a shaila of what? Gozes. Gozes is the malacha of what? Pulling out a person's hair, pulling off nails, pulling off skin. That we know is an itadoraisa, right? Everybody knows the shulchan aruch over there, neruchayin submission mem, that a person's also to do such a thing on Shabbos. So be'etzin is a shaila min chaschinich. If we give it two malachos or one, al koponim. The Rishami's got a different mahalach. Rashi is a different mahalach. We're going to go with Poshe Pshat and Tosfos that it means to take an item and to smooth out this item by scraping off all the leftover hairs that were on this actual skin. So there's two types of malachas over here. The av malacha is called mamachik. The tolda, right, which is also doraisa, is called mamreach. Whether it's called mamachik or mamreach, both them are doraisa, one being the av, one is the tolda. The difference is as follows. The av malacha of mamachik means to take an item and scrape and smooth this item itself. Like, for example, you have a shtender. Now, every time you hold the shtender, it bothers you because there's a piece of wood over there that's sticking out and it cuts my finger every time I put it on the shtender. So I go over there during the week and I take my sandpaper and I start sanding down the shtender. The wood, that's an issedar, right? So if it would be done on Shabbos of mamachik. I'm taking the item, smoothing it down. You take a stone, smooth it around. That's mamachik deraisa. No shaila in maladabe. Mamreach means the tolda. Mamreach means to take something else and to smear it, to smooth it on a surface. Again, both of them are deraisas. One being the av, one being the tolda. Nishkan afkamina la locha lemaisa. Now, let's start like this. It applies to any subject, whether it be skin from animals, whether it be a hard surface, a soft surface, stone, wood, all of these sorts of things are going to be negeya. Polishing diamonds, wax, for example, if a person has left over from last week's havdalah, where the nair and the wax started dripping on the table and he takes his fingernail and starts scraping it off, that's a shayla b'daraisa. It could be some malacha she'en tzrich l'guf because it doesn't need it. But if the mice is scraping, he's smoothing off a hard surface. Now, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to go through the most applicable types of mamreya. As you can see, these sugars of creams, we're going to get to hand soaps, we're going to get to toothpaste, we're going to get to even mamreya, if there's a mamreya shayla on a person's actual guf, on a person's odom, like the Gail example, giving a massage, that we'll get to Be'ez Hashem. Now, the Ma'aseh says, in the time of Chazal, the Gemara brings it down in Kuf Mamala from a base to the Shulchan Aruch, Paskas and Shem Basin, Chof, Ches over there. Now, in the olden days, you have to imagine, they didn't have roads, beautiful cement roads. They had earth. The place was muddy, rain, the place was a mess. Now, you can imagine coming into Heilige Shul, you come to the base of Medrash, and your feet are full of mud from the street. So what did they do? Time of the Rebbe of Gemara, time of Chazal, time of the Shulchan Aruch. They took a very sharp metal piece. They put this metal piece in front of the shul. This way, every single person, before they went into the shul, they would take their feet, and they would scrape their foot on this metal, very sharp piece, in order to make sure all the mud came off. Then they'd proceed and go into the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash. That's what they did. The shaila was that the Gemara tells us in the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, in Shin Beis Yivches, the halacha is worded as follows. On the sole of a person's shoe, not like nowadays, nowadays everything's cheap, made in China, it's all plastic. But in those days, it was real leather. Soft, pliable leather, right? They used to work with nice, comfortable shoes. Therefore, when you take Rabbi's shoe and I scrape it off onto this thing in front of the shul over there, I'm dealing with the shadow of what? Mamreach, of a machik, because I'm smoothing the leather on the bottom of my shoe. The mayor of the shulchan of Paskins, it's a problem. It's ain't a mischavin, that's not what I'm interested in doing. We have a klal. If something is not a dover, it's not mischavin, that's not his kavona, but if it's a psikreation, who cares? If that's going to happen, that doesn't make enough to mean his kavon is yes, his kavon is no. If it's a situation, if it's for sure going to happen, it's awesome. That's the loch and shulchan aruch. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that what they used to do is sometimes not always take a metal piece. Is it took like a stone, a piece of wood, a concrete piece of slab, or whatever it is. Those things are generally mutter, even if you have a leather sole on the bottom of your shoe, because those things are not so sharp. So generally, and again, this could be in a game nowadays, if a person has the leather at the back of his shoe, the sole of his shoe, is a choshev expensive shoe, and it's made from leather, so you have to be careful. If you've got mud, or you step on something, it's not gishmak, right? So you go to the local staircase, and the staircase has got these really sharp metal pieces there, and you scrape off your shoe like that, you have to know, if it's a shaila of a psikreisha, it would be awesome, right? Generally, if you've got rubber soles, there's absolutely no shaila whatsoever, and especially if you're using something that is not sharp, then above it's Beseder. Another shaila, Gemara Shabbos Daf Nun on Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara in Shabbos. You want to take a kli, a pot, and you want to scrub this kli. So the Shulchan Aruch says, no problem. You can scrub any kli that you want except for metal. What's the pshat? Comes along Rashi, and Rashi's masber like this. Rashi says that the problem is, in those days, their pots were a little bit soft, it seems to be. And therefore, by taking a scrubbing brush and scrubbing your pot that you use for the chicken soup, Zuk Rashi will be a shaila of mamachik. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, you have to know, the Shulchan Aruch is Senushin Chof test, Paskins this way. And the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Prima Godin goes even further. The Prima Godin Paskins, that to sharpen a knife also is Doima the mamachik. And as they pass the Mishavula, Alocha Lamaisa and Shinchov Gimels, you've got Mem, that scraping and sharpening a knife is Doima Lamamachi. Now, Alocha Lamaisa, although there are poskim like the Kesosha Shulchan that says we're dealing with Uvdin Dachol, scrubbing pots nowadays, or scrubbing your knife after it got dirty, is 100% not going to be a Shaila of Mamachik. Nobody's pot is going to become smoothed out when you take a scrubbing brush and scrub down your metal pot. That's poshut. That's another poshut. So generally, that's not going to be our shayla. Let me give you one more shayla before we get to the cream sugars like this. The shayla's like this. Just imagine, you have a crumpled piece of paper, and it got crumpled. To decrumple it, to straighten that, you ever saw the kids do this all the time on Shabbos, right? They get sweets from the sweet man on Shabbos, they come to their place, they eat the sweet, now they're bored. What do they do? Until they get the next sweet, what are they going to do? So they take the wrap of the sweet and start smoothing it out, making it look nice. People do it with silver foil, aluminum foil, all these sorts of things. Is that mamachik or not? Rav Nissim Karenich Shlita has the following suffix. He wants to know, is mamachik only, in the case of the shtender like over here, when I take a sandpaper and I scrub it down, what have I done? I've taken the item and I've removed certain items in order to make it smooth. That's the issue of mamachik. Whereas over here, when I've got a piece of paper that became scrunched up, to simply make it straight nice, what am I doing, Bachal? That's not called mamachik. Rav Nissim Karelitz Lemaisa has a tzorichin. He blab tzorichin. He's not sure if straightening out a piece of aluminum foil or a piece of paper is a shaila of mamachik. Now, I spoke personally to a goyin gadol, Rabbi Israel of Bashlita, and Rabbi Israel told me, and afterwards I spoke to a Falcon Gate, said, and they were all masking to me, that straightening out a piece of paper is vadai, not considered to be a shaila of mamachik. There is no issa of mamachik by taking something that's a little bit crumpled and straightening it out over there. So, Ramayna, we've got nothing to worry over there. On the other hand, snow. When it became snow here in Yerushalayim, the shailas that came in, the gabidis in Yonim, unbelievable. One of the main shailas all the kids want to know is, are you allowed to make snowballs? So obviously there's lots of different shailas involved. For example, there's a shaila abayna. To make snowballs, is zichra shaila abayna, which is what the Rambam says, v'dabik chalokim zebazet, is I'm taking a bunch of pieces and I'm putting it together to make one item. That's an issa mamash abayna. Good. So maybe it's a drabonon, because it's saying it's not going to last too long. Could be, but drabonon is also asa. Right? The fire of a drabonon fire is also hot. We're not going into boina right now. The maisa, a snowball will be a different shayla. Shayla b'machik. B'machik is, again, you're smoothing off the snowball. You have a snowball, you pat it down to make it nice and smooth. You've got yourself at least the drabonon of b'machik or b'mareach, because, again, you're smoothing off a surface over there. Earplugs, for example.
This
shayla
is a
shayla b'dereisa. Earplugs. Now, are you allowed to use earplugs on Shabbos? I know you guys are probably too young to start using earplugs, but there are people out there that use earplugs. The Basha can't sleep with a little bit of noise, or for example, the men are not interested in the kids crying at night, whatever it may be. Are you allowed to use earplugs? What's the Shabbos earplugs? Shabbos said this. I should have brought it in to show you. There's two different types of earplugs. There's a type of earplug that you take it. It's like a sponge. You push it down, let go, just pops up. And you put it into your ear, you push it down, you put it into your ear, and you let go, and then it sort of puffs up by itself, because it's like a sponge, and therefore it fills up the whole ear, hole of your ear. There's another type. This other type is more like, it's made of silicone, and you push it down, it stays that way. If you push it, it stays. Nothing just bounces up. Right? So therefore you shape it according to your ear, and you put it in, and it's very, very nice, like a good plug. Ramaisa. With such a thing, it depends. The first type would put chayav be mutter. Because like a sponge, what have I done? I pushed it down, made it go up again. Manas gamina. There's no issa. Whereas the second one is something that we're going to discuss with Hashem in a minute, which is a shaila of mamash, a shaila from the raisa. You have to be worried about such a thing. If you push down the earplug and it keeps the shape that it is, so we're dealing with a shaila from a chil Shabbos minatayo mamash. This is what we're going to explain right now. Let's go to the sugya of the Kailiga creams. This is something that's very, very negeya. And I want to give the oilam a klal. When it comes to creams, I have to say, I've seen a lot of confusion with people. They're not sure if this cream is yes, this cream is not. Let's rabbi say a very simple general rule, and I'll give you examples and demonstrations to show you exactly which cream is mutter, which cream is also the rabbanon, which cream is also the raisa. And then we'll know every single cream that you have in your house. You can push it to compare it to what we said over here, and you can work it out for yourself. The Eza Hashem Yisvora. Let's start like this. Let's start with the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that Kufma and Bobam and Aleph. The Mishnah in Shabbos says like this. Glad it's talking about a shayla from Bain over there. But the Mishnah says, if you have a barrel of wine, and the barrel of wine gets a hole in it, zug the Mishnah over there. Now, obviously, the wine coming out of there is a tremendous hefset. What are you going to do? You can't. What are you meant to do? I don't have plugs in those days that just plug it up. So zug the Mishnah, don't use wax. Wax was obviously something that was very common. They had candles in all types of the, you know, all places of the house. To take a little piece of wax from the melted candle, stick it on the side of the barrel over there, it covers up the hole, and then it dries and becomes a little plug. So the Mishnah says very clearly, don't put wax on a hole of a barrel, because that's a shaila of what? Mamachik, shaila of mamreach. It's an issa d'oraisa of mamachik. Why? A wax is a hard item. It's a shaiva, it's wax, it's a hard item. And therefore to actually be busy with that is going to be an issa d'oraisa of mamachik, right? First has to know that, right? People are very into candles. You know, they see candles burning, people are dipping their fingers in and start making all these sorts of things to do that on Shabbos. Of others also, apart from Moksa, apart from Kiboy, all sorts of other shaivas. But the Gabi mamachik, a person has to be careful. Arkan is the Mishnah. Zug the Gemara over there, Omid Beis and Kufman Vav, Gaval the Gazach. Zug the Gemara like this. What about Shemen Av? For the Gemara. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to use what? Shaiva, which is wax. Right? The Gemara, what about Shemen Av? What's the halacha with Shemen Av? So the Gemara brings over there Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Shitas Rav is its asa. Don't use Shemen Av, because if you use Shemen Av, you may come to do the Doraisa of Shaiva. Shmuel is Chaylik, and Shmuel says no Issa Bechlal. Without going into the details of the Machlokes, Rav Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, and other Rishonim hold that Shitas HaRav, and that's the halacha, how we paskin in a few places, for example, in Shin Yudalev, for example, in Shin Chofmov, lots of places that Mishnah Berurah, we see the Shulchan Aruch paskin the halacha like Shitas Rav. That means, the Doraisa is Shaiva. No Shaiva. The Doraisa, the Machik, is an Issa of using Shaiva of wax. Shemen Av is a Durabonon, because if you use this, you may come to use that. Now, does that. Our shaila, which is the most tremendous shaila for us, is what on earth is Shemen Av? We have to figure out what is Shemen Av. So again, I could go through a ganta shtikel Torah now, pida v'shonim. I'm not going to do that. We'll cut straight to the point. Shemen av has to be like this. And this person is mevor from the Gemara Klo. Shemen av, what's the gedur of shemen av? There has to be something, by the way, that's mutter. Water for sure is mutter. Cooking oil for sure is mutter. There's no shaila with a market such a thing. So the shaila is, what's the grey area in between the derisa of shaiva and water and oil for cooking? There's got to be something in the middle over there that's going to be the sefer abonim, which is what the Gemara called shemen av. What is it? So Parshas Api, the Gemara, it comes out that the Gemara wanted to know, don't use shemen av on a barrel, because if we allow you to use shemen av on a barrel, thick oil, you may come to do shaiva. Which means to us, and it's kachas mevor from Mundu Rishonim, that to use something that will do the same effect as shaiva, dahainu, stuff up a barrel hole, will the maisa be included in the drabanon? Which means, we have to now figure out which cream is doyme to shaiva in the sense that if I have a hole in my barrel, it will be able to stuff up the hole, then that's considered shemen av. If it can't do that, then it ain't a doymer to the daraisa. If it can't even stuff up a barrel, it's not nichal what the Gemara was asking, and it can't stuff up a barrel, means I'm not going to get confused between this and shaiva, and that will be mutar lechatchila. So let me explain. Let's start number one, exhibit number one. Let's talk about the daraisa, shaiva. Now, shaiva obviously means wax. If you have wax, that's the daraisa. Who had din? It's poshut. If you have, for example, this I took from my daughter's drawer, if you have plastilina or blue tack or play-doh, right? Plastilina. If you have something like this, this is the da'oraisa. This is 100% an issa da'oraisa to use this on Shabbos. That means I've had smukta. It's 100% mukta. Who had din? Blue tack. Same idea, the stuff that you put the sukkah decorations on the wall. This is a thick substance, it needs work, it's a baya, this is mamashi issa daraisa, mukta, ema aladaba, that's poshut. Right? Because again, this is doing it to wax. You take a barrel, for example, that's got a hole, you start stuffing it in, this is going to stay that way. This is gavaldika stuff, this is like that wonderful earplug that you stick into your ear because you shaped it. That's a bada daraisa, that's poshut. This is what the Gemara said is shaiva. What's shemen av? Let's go faket. Let's make it simple. Let's go to what would be mutter lechatchila. Obviously, water, cooking oil, and that's poshut. About it, that's mutter. Let's go something like this. Take a regular Nivea hand cream. Regular. What is halacha? Again, I'm giving you an example of this, but once you hear the gedorim, you'll be able to go back to your own room and figure out what type of things are mutter asa. Take something like that. Are you going to tell me that something like that is going to be asa? The poshut runs down. It's come out like water, it's a little bit thicker than water, but it runs down. Now let me ask you, can you stuff up a barrel with a liquid like that? No way. No way, and I tried it, by the way. I don't have a barrel in my house, I don't happen to have a barrel. But I have certain cups, and I made a demonstration in my house that I went along, and I made a hole in a plastic cup. A little hole, it doesn't have to be a big hole. Made a hole, put some of this Nivea hand cream on it for normal skin, and put it onto the hole, put some water inside the cup, everything came flying out. Doesn't hold nothing bechlal. This is not what the Gemara said when it said shemen av, because it can't get mixed up between this and shaiva, right? I'll give you another example. Take an example, something like this. We're going to get to it. We're going to get one by one. The same thing would be, although we're going to get to the shaila of hand creams in a moment, but lagabe this, the same thing. It goes on like that. It falls down. It has no hold bechlal. There is no shaila with that. However, what is the shaila? Take like this. This is what we call sudu creme in England. This is for nappy rash, eczema, all sorts of burns, all these things. Look at that. This is something that doesn't come out. Doesn't come out. Right, now, listen. It's not the same thing as Play-Doh. For sure not. This is, mummy should have to work at it. This with a little finger thing, you can get anything out. Not a problem, bachal. Same thing will be with Vaseline. Most of the Vaselines that you buy are thick substances, right? Can't get them out. Now, this is badai, what the Gemara said when the Gemara said shemen av. That's what the Gemara meant. Why? Because when you use something like this and something like this, it's very shyer to stuff up a barrel. And I did it with the cup. I took the same cup that the Nivea cream didn't work, and I put some of this stuff on the outside, I filled it with water, and it held. It held. Which means, when the Gemara said, don't use shemen av because you'll get mixed up with shaiva, it means I have to do the same job. And since this can do the same job, this is the durabanan. Again, thick cream. The klal is very simple. If you put it on your hand and it stays, it keeps its form, or you dip your finger in and it keeps its shape, then it's going to be a shiloh of the Rabbanon. Whereas a thin queen that doesn't even keep its shape bechalal, that would be muta lechatchela. Now there's all different variations. For example, all different variations of this, you can have all sorts of dozen queens. But again, once you know this klal, that this is the general rule, so then it doesn't make a major enough gemina which one you've got. Right, that's something, again, you see clearly, it keeps its shape. When you pour it out, it keeps its shape. It's the same thing also with a cream like this. Right, take a cream like this, and put it on. The same thing, it keeps its shape. That's always a little bit more runny. But you get the idea. The idea is if it keeps its shape when you pour it, then it's a drabonon. If it just runs simply down, then that would be 100% muta lachatzchela. Now, Rabbi Say, nobody leave yet. It goes like this. Before we come on to that, that's the shaila of Mamea. But there's another shaila, which is the shaila of Rafua, which is a major, major issue, which is a sugya. Everybody knows Simon Shinchov Ches, Mem Tes Te'ifim, right? 49 Te'ifim on the lachas of Rafua, which means to take a Rafua on Shabbos is a big problem. Now, that means like this. If a person gets chaplets, right? He gets chaplets. So obviously, what do you use for chaplets? You use Vaseline. So anyway, you can't use that because that's Mamash Nisa Durabonon. That's a double poshet. Chapstick. You know, they have these chapsticks. Like, for example, what women use for lipstick. They have a chapstick version. You put it, or for example, they have deodorants. Deodorants that are made from hard sticks. These are Mamash Issa. The hard stick is a Duraisa. That's Mamash a Duraisa. Whereas to put a Vaseline or something like that could be a Durabonon, which anyway would be awesome. But let's say I'm going to use a soft cream. Now, using a soft cream might be okay as mamreach, but there's a problem with refuah. Refuah means I'm healing myself. And since my chaplet only bothers me to a slight discomfort, it's what we call in Chazal a meichush ba'alma, so the Shulchan Aruch paskens la'alacha b'fusha, but then sif alef and shin chob ches, meichush is asa. You're not allowed to take medication, just like if you've got a little bit of a headache, you can't take a headache pill. The same thing, you can't put cream on you. Whereas, if we're dealing with something that's not, for example, a case of medication, it's a normal thing for a person to put his hand with this type of oil to save it in the winter. That's not considered a refuah, and it's not mamachik, that will be mutter. By the way, Be'ez Hashem Rabbi Yisrael, when you get married, you have kids, you're going to see that your kids will get diaper rash. Nappy rash, it gets very, very red, it can even get cut, it can bleed. It's a tremendous tsar for the baby. So most of the times you'll use something quite thick. So without going into shaylos right now before, because it's a big sugya, just tell you, bekitsa, is you take a back of a spoon, so it's a shinoi, and you dab it on. Which leads us to our next shaila. And if they have a cream, that's a shaila mamache. Good, so I won't smooth it in. What about just to put it on? I'll just dab it on. What's the bayah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Shinya Dalad, there's a gzeira d'rabbanan to even put the cream on without even smoothing it. So the Mishnah Berurah is a gzeira d'rabbanan, you might come to smooth. The Mela, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to take a thing of cream and to put it on without smoothing it, if it's a type of cream that's asa, the Hainu fits into one of them that we mentioned now, which is an Issa on Shabbos, because it's a little bit thick, the Shulchan Aruch says Mufush. You look in the Shulchan Aruch and Shinya Dalad, it says very clearly the Mishnah Berurah, there's an Issa, a Gzeira, putting it on, Otu, you may come to shmer it. Now there's a very interesting Chazan Ish. The Chazan Ish in Siman Nun Beis writes that if you take a tube of, by the way, Rav Vosna is a Mordechai Shaila. Rav Vosna wants to know, let's say you take a cream, right, and you pour it out. When you pour it out, it comes very nicely out of the tube. Maybe that's Mamreach. Maybe that's already smoothing. No, Zuba Vosna, that's on a Shaila of Mamreach, that's on a Shaila of smoothing, because that's just simply to get it out to know how much to put on. Comes on the Chazan Ish with a Mordechai Kula. A Mordechai Kula. Zug the Chazan Ish against the Mishnah Berurah. Well, Kilu. The Mishnah Berurah, right, again, to put it on without smoothing it, that's an Issa Drabonon. Not allowed. Because I may come to what? May come to smooth it in. Comes on the Chazan Ish and says, how about like this? Hold the tube from above, squeeze on it, and let it fall like that. So the Chazan Ish writes, that's a Shinoi and it's Buta. So there's a Shaila what the Chazan Ish means. Does he mean in Hilchus Rufua, in Hilchus Healing, it's a Shinoi, it's Buta? Most poskim learn the Chazan Ish, Kapshutai, that Lagabe the Halacha, the Gzeira Drabonon of the Mishnah Berurah, to put it on without smoothing. So the Chazan Ish, when you hold it from above, then Pasha, there's no Issa Bechlal, there's no problem of smoothing in that Oifen. So then there's a Rada Amokim to make. Again, Rabbi, let's make this so clear. If it's a very heavy substance that you need working, that's a Doraisa. If it's slightly thick, that holds its shape, that's Drabonon. If it runs like a thick water, then that will be Mota Lechatchela, apart from the problem of Refuah. Person has to be careful not to heal himself on Shabbos Kodesh. Let's move on to two shaylos. Soap. A bar of soap. Let's start with a bar of soap. There's a Mordechai Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah brings him down in Siman Shin Chavov, where the Tiferes Yisrael writes that our soap, a bar of soap, is also the kulei alma to use. Why? Because of mamachik. As I said in Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishabur brings Kama Vakama Gedolei Poskim that say the same thing, that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to use a bar of soap, a heavy, thick, big bar of soap. What's the reason? Mamachet. As that's the halacha of the Mishabur, simple halacha. Comes along with Chaynon Ksosha Shulchan, says, hold on a minute. I have 14 reasons to say it's mutter. I'm not interested in smoothing it. Half the time I'm not even smoothing it in any way. I'm not mischamen, it's not a psik reitim, lachas is regular gufa, no tikkun, a ganze reason. Al pizeh, some of the poskim, Ravadia and Yabi Oime, for example, in Chelik Dalet, Simon Chav Zayin, the Ksotza Shulchan, Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, Tilla David and others, want to say that using a bar of soap could be mutter, apart from the problem of moilit, which is a different shayla. An oilad is also a different shayla. Lemaisa, the psak la alocha lefik, about all the gedolei poskim from the Mishabur, the Minchasis, up to Daim Fish in Ebn Yisrael, to Rabbi Tzin Abashol in Eretz Tzion, to Rabbi Moshe, to the Oz Nidru, to the Orcha Shulchan, to all the poskim, is the meaning is we do not use a bar of soap on Shabbos Kodesh. Now here's the shayla. I had a bacha that went to a place for Shabbos. Now he knows every single time he goes, in the side of the toilet there, they put like a nice thing that may, every time you flush the toilet, it makes a nice smell, a nice color. That inside this thing is a bar of soap. There's liquid ones as well. Oh, but the mice, it's a bar of soap. So the mice revolves the paskins and such a thing, it's mortar. And as I paskin with missing karelits as well, there is no shayla, it's only a groma. But there's a shayla surveyor. If it colors the water, it's nichele, you want the color, they bought it for the color, but dafka they bought the red one, not the blue one, and therefore there is a shayla tzeveya in such a thing, so it's always kedai, the chatchila, to take out these things before Shabbos. If you didn't manage before Shabbos, obviously it's a shayla of muksa, take it out with the shinoi, but if you can't do that because of COVID at Bris, everyone's going to see what's going on, so in Achanami there's a mokum to be makel, even the gabi tzeveya over there. Last shayla, liquid soap. Where's the makor of liquid soap? It's the first place that I saw quoted about liquid soap is the Kafar Chaim. The Eilige Kafar Chaim. The Kafar Chaim brings from the Ben Ish Chai. Over there, the Orcha Shulchan also mentions it. And he says like this, of the Ben Ish Chai, that in Erev Shabbos, they used to take this bar of soap, used to put it into water, and it used to sort of get soft. The liquid was nice and soapy, and they used this soap liquid formula on Shabbos to use their hand. And it's mutter. Al Pizeh. Zuk the poskin the chazanish and rabbozin shevet alevin and besolim and rabbi yashu b'chole and rabbi tina b'shon and rabbi. There's no shayla using liquid soap on Shabbos. Now there is a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe seems to be machme. Nobody, and kach shomati also from Rav Falk a couple of days ago, nobody understands the tshuva from Rav Moshe, and therefore the psak la'alocha is a liquid soap. Again, if it's very, very thick, you've got to watch out for mameach. But if it's of a thin nature, like what we saw over here, that runs down your hands, there's no shalom mameh. If you want to be machmeh, there are machmim out there that use it for, they mix it with water before Shabbos, and therefore it's a bayah. Bederech agav, gel in your hair is a tremendous shayla. Obviously the gel, most of the gels that you have for hair, by the way, are similar to the drabonah that we mentioned over here. It's also anyway. But there's an additional reason not to use gel in your hair. Why? The be'alocha. The be'alocha over there in the end of Shimon Shin Gimel, says they used to take a comb in those days the Chofetz Chaim, they took a comb, they dipped it into some kind of oil, and they made their hair lovely and oily, very geschmack. So look the Chofetz Chaim over there in Shin Gimel, that's the issue of what? Boina. Issue of Boina, right, comes from the Medrash by other Marishan, we're not going to use the Indian right now, or Boina, but I'll call upon him, that will be the Shaila over there. So a person has to be careful. Toothpaste, by the way, apart from the Ksosha Shulchan, that's like a makel to take toothpaste and put it onto your teeth. He writes, putting it onto a toothbrush is an ovdin dechol. Roy poskim hold that our toothpaste are an issa mamash of mamachik because it's a thick substance, it becomes smoothed out, even if you're not injured to do so, it's a psik reisha. Kach is the psak lemaisa of Moshe, and most poskim. But basically, let me just finish with two last nekudas, and then I take this. There's a motik of some sofer. The Chasam Sofer in Shin Mem says that there's even mamachik on something that's alive. Zut the Chasam Sofer al pizeh, if a person has a white hair amongst his black hairs, so apart from the issue of goises on Shabbat that will kill him for that, and apart from the issue of what of the yilbash, which is another issue, mom should do plagues of the raisa. I'm going to add another one. Mamachik, you made your skin smoother. That was the malach and the mishkan. That's what Tosfos told us in the original. The made of the chasam sofer holds it even applies to human beings. Al pizeh zuk v'vayashiv zatzal. If you're going to be choshev this chasam sofer, right, when you take shemen oil and you put on a baby. Baby's got dry skin. You put oil on it. Zut with a yashu. Don't do it too much. You're going to be smoothing the skin. Apidach sam shayfa. La halacha Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes clearly, there is no raya that mamachik applies to someone that's alive. And the ma'isa we are makel in such an inyan. The last nekuda is there mamreach by food? Right? The unikay make a greiser shalashidus in the house. And for the shalashidus, what do you want to serve? Nice big bowls of egg salad, tuna salad, avocado salad, all these nicer things. What do you want to do? You don't just dump it on the plate. You like to smooth it over. Is that called mamachik? Is it a bayah of mamreach by food? So there's a be'etzen that starts from a mozcha that the Darkei Moshe brings. La halacha, the psak is like this. The Ramah, the end of Sim Shilchov Allah Sikhu test writes, Me'ikar hadin, there is no mamreach by food whatsoever. Abba, because of Tosfos, hamach me togo lo brocha. That means like this. If the only reason that you're smoothing the food is for presentation to look nice, again, me'ikar hadin is mutter. But there's a togo lo brocha from Tosfos, instead of going to all the rebbes and all the tzaddikim. We have a brocha right here from Tosfos, right here from the Ramah. That if a person is careful not to do it for presentation, it's about the tovah lebrocha. Whereas, if you take a piece of avocado, or whatever it is, and you smooth it on your bread or your cracker, there is absolutely no shayla b'chlal of a machik on Shabbos, because there what you're doing is you're spreading it to make sure that my bread is fully spread of the item. I'm not doing it for decoration purposes, and therefore, lehalocha, there is no tovah lebrocha in that inyan. Rabbi said, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start the halachas of lending and borrowing money. Join us.